Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin the 10th shiur in the Sefer Chaya Olam. We're up to Perek Yud Tes. And the Perek is headed, Lama Lo Nikva Hanoga Nisis L'Dayreis. Why did Hashem not arrange that we should have miracles all through the generations, like we had early on in earlier generations? V'omnam Hanoga Kezu B'Nisim Shalamala Min HaTeva Hayirak B'Lidar Harishin Shal Kabbalah Satayra. This conduct of having constant miracles above nature was only given to us in the first generation of receiving the Torah, to take root, to put root into their hearts the faith in Hashem and His Hashgacha. Avol ikar kavana sabriya, but the main purpose of the creation, Haisa, was Hashem's intention was always to have the world go according to its nature as it was in the beginning of its creation. That is really the tachlis. The tachlis is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu within nature. Ki be'emes b'matzav kezeh b'anoga nisis, if we would have this miraculous hanhaga consistently, kamach adam neder habchira kamuvin. It would kamat not have free will. He would not have free will. He would see open miracles. The key is really, and the Purim story talks when we discuss that very often, of the beauty of seeing miracles within nature, within the teva. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. This is the Iker Avoida of a Yid. So of course, we get all excited when we see miracles and we could hope for it. And on occasion, it could happen. And it did happen through the Dayreis. And we could see sometimes an open Hashgacha Pratis of an unbelievable proportion. And we sometimes need that Chizik. But we always have to remember that the Iker Avoida of what Hashem wants from us is to serve Him within the natural order of things. That's number one. Va'oid, and another reason, is ki adin noisein shebizman shemunhagim benisim guluyim. At the time that they were open miracles, im yechdu, if they would sin, ye onshu miyad ba'inish nefashis, they would right away get a death penalty. Ki tigdal ha'ovin ma'oid limroid b'yoytzer bizman avashosh roi b'chush kama yoytzer ayavaysim b'chabim karvi kolkach. Because your sin is much greater when you rebel against your Creator, when He's showing you how much He loves you. He's giving you man from the sky. He's giving you slav that's coming to you, the well, clothing that doesn't spoil, that doesn't get worn out, that you don't go to the bathroom, and so on and so forth, anani akovid, and so on. You see how much Hashem loves you and protects you in such an open way. So when there's a sin, it's much more serious. The chen hoye be'emes eitzel dar ha-midbar, and that's what occurred in the dar ha-midbar. Chotu be'egel, oisen shechotu be'poel, mesu be'magefa inergu. Those that actually sinned in the egel died either in a plague or they got killed. V'gam kol ha-kal Yisrael nischai v'klaya al sholei masu nashalim chos kol koichem shliyachtu. They were deserving of getting destroyed. Acha Moshe Rabbeinu bikash aleihem rachmin v'netel ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem begged mercy and Hashem, allowed them to live. Amnon nishar v'yoyim pokatati. But still, as we say, that, the sin of the egel a little bit continues on in every single generation. And then kishachotu nadav aviyu b'kter zarash loitziva. When Nadav and Avihu went in with Ketores that Hashem didn't command them to bring, Nernshu miyad sheyotza esh mibeis kodesh kadoshim v'nisafu kinevor b'parsha shmini. So they got punished right away. So you see from here that this, that we do not see miracles now, has a certain benefit to us where our einish is not as severe. He brings down in the next paragraph with the misoinonim right away. Eish Hashem came down till Moshe had to daven for them. And then the Eish subsided. And then again with the Meraglim, they said Lashon Hara, they died right away in a Magefa. And all the whole nation that they cried, they didn't trust in Hashem, got punished that they had to stay in the Midbar for 40 years. and they were not allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael. And the ones that went up and anyway tried to go into Eretz Yisrael were killed. And then Kairach, who argued on the Kahuna, the whole earth swallowed him up, and they went down to Gehenim. And then the 250 people that were Makrav the Ketairis, the fire came down and burned them. And he goes through various things that happened in the Midbar, the Choshem Masrafim, right? When they said Lashon Hara, they died. Till Hashem, you know, Moshe asked for mercy, and Hashem told him to make that snake, and people saw it and they lived. And then when the Benois Moav caused the Jews to sin, then 24,000 of Klal Yisrael died until Pinchas finally, with his Maisa Kanois, stopped that Magefa, and so on. So if we would always have this miraculous way of conducting ourselves, the world would be destroyed through the sins. Because the more revelation you have in miracles, the more the achrayus is on a person to conduct themselves, you know, in a higher fashion based on that awareness, and the bigger the punishment. So you see, in the last paragraph in Perek Yutes, he emphasizes that point. This is, in a certain way, that chesed of not seeing open miracles. Aval bizman she'olam kiminhagei noyeg, the time that the world is noyeg in its regular way, afal pi shechaitim, even though one sins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu marach apay the gavu delay. Hashem will give you time. He'll be patient. Eventually, you'll get that einish if you don't do tshuva. But he will continuously give you more time, like it says in the Yud Gimel Midos, Racham V'Chanan, Erech Apayim. And Hashem will be marach af, a longer time, because of this fact that there is no open nisim here. He'll give you time to do tshuva. He'll give you time to, you know, collect Maisim Tovim that you do. Eventually, if you don't do tshuva, yes, you'll have a din v'cheshbon. Hashem doesn't overlook anything. But the idea is, though, still that the world still would survive and the world is kept because of this. So you see here there's a counter force and there's always a counterbalance. We sometimes yearn for that open miracle. Yes, we always want to see Hashem's presence. And we yearn for it. And in a certain way, there is a certain real shlishma, a certain purity of a neshama. It's not just the you know, it's the physicality of it, of you want to see good things in an open way, but you want to see your neshama yearns to see Hashem, quote unquote, in action, in a revealed way. We yearn to see it. And that's why we hope for Mashiach's times and so on and so forth. But to know that, number one, the Ikar Avodah, like he said in the early part of this parak, is for us to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu within nature. And number two, because of that, Hashem has additional compassion towards us. This is gives us a chizik through these times of Hester Panim. Another thing he doesn't say over here openly, but what's very clear based on what the Arizal said, even then, when it was known that this is well known that they asked him that if the Tanoim and Amiram were not able to bring Mashiach, how would we? And what he answered then certainly applies now, is that because there's a more of a Hester Panim, and because there's more of a Yetzer Hara, and because the world went down in such a low level, that is why even small Maisim and Mitzvahs and Maisim Tovim that you do in our Dor is tremendous, has tremendous power beyond even the most unbelievable things that Tanoim and Amiram may have done. That is why in these days, if someone, let's say, has Shmiras Einayim in a culture where, and especially if he's born into a mishpacha that's more not ultra religious and they don't have all the gedarim that they should have, and he nevertheless or she nevertheless holds themselves in and keeps their Kedusha, and keeps their Shmiras Einayim, despite what's going on in the world, they're unbelievable. It's like it's a Mesiras Nefesh Mamash. And keeping Shabbos, and putting on Tefillin, and going to Shul. Even these simple things are considered unbelievably precious in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, precisely because of the Hester Panim that we live in. The fact, you know, I think it was the Rishna that said that believing in Hashem these days is like trying to climb up a straight wall or a straight slippery wall, which means that we, you know, sometimes people used to say this, you know, when you talk about somebody who was Niftan, he was an Erlich Yid, he went to Shul, he put on Tefillin, he was a Shema Shabbos, and then you would say, what's the big deal? Every Yid has to do that anyway. But the truth is, in a Hanami, every Yid has to do that anyway. But the bottom line is that when you do it amongst so many challenges, it is extremely precious in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there is a certain preciousness also in the Olam Kiminhagai Noyeg, on serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a pashtus, without the miracles, in the hidden way, the way Hashem created the world, and having the Teva run that way, and seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu within that Teva, similar to the story of Purim, where you saw the Yad Hashem in the Megillah, the Shem Hashem is hidden there, although it doesn't mention explicitly the name of Hashem even once. Perek Chof, Havtoches Teira HaKadosha. But Oidem Tachas Sivlis Mitzrayim, while they were underneath the suffering in Mitzrayim, Hifticha Mesh Rabbeinu B'Shem Hashem Yisbarach, and Hashem promised him, promised Klal Yisrael, the four Lashonis of Geula, Vayitzesi, Vayitzalti, Vigaalti, Valakachti, and then I'll bring you into the land. And many times HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a promise on Kibush Eretz Yisrael V'Yerushasa, that Hashem promised us that we will get Eretz Yisrael, we will be able to capture it, we will inherit it. V'loy oid ela sha'tayre medaberes ala dove zeh kal dove shekvar naseh v'amra. He says it in the past tense. Hashem gave it to you already. And he says, don't contaminate the land, because with those things, the goyim contaminated it, and I kicked them out. And I should not kick you out just like I kicked the goyim out. So there were kananim there, tremendously strong. And nevertheless, Hashem, the Torah says, kashekor, like I kicked them out, past tense. Kipi Hashem dibar. And when the Meraglim sinned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, Hashem was Kaveh in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they would go, that they would live in the Midbar and they would die in the Midbar. And Hashem promised life to Yeshua and Kalev, because they were Oymah ben Isayin with the Meraglim, and they would go in and they would inherit it. And Hashem, and that's what happened. And the Torah promises us through the Teichachais and the Klolais and the Brachais that Kolzman, that we go in His ways, and we're Godlu Vitzlichu V'gamosu Peri V'yoshlu Vetach, that Hashem will give us all the good in the world. Uchisha Osu Hara, when we don't do Hashem's will, He'll put us in the hands of our enemies. Like it happened in Shoftim, you learn the beginning of Shoftim, and through all the Tanakh, this was the pattern, where when we did good, Hashem favored us. And when we didn't, then the reverse happened, as the Teichacha said. And then there was the Churban, and so on and so forth. So this concept of the Haftachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both with Schar and Einish, is the theme of Perek Chof. Perek Chof Aleph continues with it, about the Teichacha, but also the promise that no matter how bad things go, and no matter how big those teichachas come into place because of einshim, whatever it is, nevertheless, lo noived bagoyim, we will not be lost among the nations. V'sha'od yirachamenu Hashem yisbarach, and Hashem will have mercy on us. And he says a fascinating statement, v'ni anachnu nirdofim zek korv l'alpayim shana. We've been chased around for nearly 2,000 years. Ovechol dar v'dar, in every generation. Oyim demaleinu l'chalayseinu. The goyim intend to destroy us. We say this in the Agoda Shal Pesach. The gzeres neirois harigois v'gerishin me'ir le'ir, kicking us out from place to place, medina medina, from country to country. V'akodesh baruch hu matzileinu miyadon, Hashem saves us. V'yoyser meheima mezimais sayini Yisrael b'seiser l'chol minei tzores gzeres Hashem isbatlan terem tzeisam l'chutz. This is a fascinating concept, which is very, very true, where we know, unfortunately, Chalila shouldn't happen. Hashem should help it, that it prevents, that should never happen again. When terrorist attacks do occur, we know about it. But we don't know of the thousands upon thousands, maybe even 80%, 90% of what they were planning to do never happened because Hashem was mevatel it. And he says, "Ein balan neis makir ben nisai." We don't recognize that nace in it because we don't even see it. Sometimes you have, you know, with the FBI, sometimes they catch a cell of terrorists that they were about to, if it would have been waited another day, 24 hours, they would have Khalilah bombed the whole subway station or whatever it is. And they caught it. So here's a case where they caught it before it happened. There's so many things that Kadosh Baruch Hu does without us knowing that disrupts the Goyim from doing what they could do, what they want to do, what they want to harm us, and Hashem holds it back and it doesn't happen and we don't even recognize it because we don't see it happen, Baruch Hashem. And the Gemara Yuma brings down, that's the Hanoira. When we say, Noira means awesomeness is ki hein hein nairaisav. That is his awesomeness. Shel mole mairai, without his maira, ech uma achas yichoy l'skayim ben umas. How would we be able to exist in amongst all these? Like in another place it says, it's like one sheep among 70 wolves. How could we be able to survive? And he brings the Chayvus Alvavus, Shar Bechina, that if you want to look at the Ashkocha of Hashem on us in our days, Yabit al Amadoisenu Beinu Umais. Look at the way we are existing and very often in history even thriving among the nations. Shem Limrais, despite the fact, Sheinanu Maskimini Mohem, that we don't agree with them, not Beseser, not hiddenly, and not Begoli, not openly. Theim Yoidim Kolza. And they know this, which is one of the main reasons why they hate us. He says something fascinating. The middle class of us, Jews, we live a better life, even physically, over the middle class of the non-Jews. And that's what it means. And Ramila used to say also, you know, and we have also, you have people that clean for Jewish houses and they are not Jewish. So you see that sort of different grade over there. So the Afghans, and that is, where does this come from, this bracha? From the Pasuk. Even if you're in the land of your enemies, I will not, you know, despise you. I will not, you know, kick you out. I won't be, you know, be repulsed by you, but I will let you thrive even in the land of, you know, when you're in Golas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help. Mezah Hashem, there's tremendous lessons over here to appreciate Teva, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu within Teva, to recognize the preciousness of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu within nature, even though we don't see open miracles, to believe in the promises of the Torah, and to believe in Schar and Einish, and also to believe how Hashem doesn't forsake us, and to be Maimon, and to recognize the chesed of Hashem, of how He kept us and is keeping us it thriving, in even in Golas. And may we be Zeichah Be'ez Hashem to see the Geula, b'mheira v'yameinu.